So the following interview was conducted with Paula Ferradas for the International Student Oral History Project. It took place on November 22nd, 2021 at San Mario University. The interviewer is Brisa Campos Toscano. So Paula, thank you for being here. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure, thank you for inviting me, Brisa. So, well, my name, as you mentioned, is Paula Ferradas Iraoka. I'm a freshman at St. Mary's University, and actually my major is International and Global Studies, mostly known here as IGS.
Okay, so the first question is, I would like to know about how do you apply for St. Mary's? So tell me your experience being admitted to St. Mary's University.
Sure, so actually the previous school I was a Marin school in Peru. And, well, that school has a partnership with the university, so the university was actually giving scholarships to different students, so I decided like to apply one. And I get a little bit of help with the internationals program in my school. Not a huge help, but it made a little bit of help, like clarifications and all that kind of indications. But they told me like, okay, you have to do this and this, complete this, and I was okay, like following the steps, trying to do everything correctly to not make it again, honestly.
Okay, and after being accepted, like after the admission process, how was the experience to apply for the visa?
So it was actually really complicated because it was like 2021, still with the COVID. The process was really challenging, at least for me and my family, because the embassy in Peru was actually closed because of the circumstances we are. And a lot of people were traveling to the United States to get vaccinated. And also the change of the government in Peru actually influenced it a lot. So the embassy didn't give a lot of visas. They were like really restricted in that topic. And also like we had to schedule an appointment with them. And actually like my first appointment was for April of 2022. So it was way out of like the time I was supposed to be here. So I got a like emergency appointment for coming here, and thankfully they gave it to me, and well, here I am.
And during this visa process, could you describe the relationship with the university? Like, how were they asking you? How was everything? Like, which office?
Okay, so actually the Office of the International Students Program helped me a lot, like sending me what to do at that time, because honestly I was freaking out. Like, it was so complicated for me and my family. The instructions were like so messed up. So the International Students Office helped me a lot. Also, the person in charge of me at that time, who was Gerardo Salgado, helped me a lot, because he sent me like, okay, you have to do this, complete this. And he was like really patient, because I told him like everything that happened in that day. For example, if he questioned me like, hey, how could you please like tell me an update about how the things are going with your I-20 and what your schedule. And I literally told him like, okay, I woke up at da-da-da-da-da, and literally until what I got in that time. So yeah, he was really patient. And also like the university was also like really patient, really grateful, thank God. Because they were like questioning me like every 5 minutes, like, hey, do you have your schedule? Or hey, do you have something like that? And yeah, and they also like sent me this recommendation letter.
Oh yeah.
when they like explain my situation to the embassy, and this actually like helped me a lot to have my F1 visa.
So you did feel welcome in the university even before coming here?
Yeah, everyone here was really open to everyone. They gave me like a lot of opportunity, like, hey, you can do this or this, or like, hey, if this not happens, then maybe we can do this. Like, they gave me a lot of options of what to do if something didn't work. So yeah, they were really open, and I was really grateful for that.
And was this the admissions office, or was it the Center for International Programs? Like, for admissions office, it will be Gerardo Salgado at that time. Mm-hmm. And for the Center of International Programs, it will be Miss Melissa Piedra at that time. So who do you feel was the most helpful in that moment that you were like with a lot of emotions?
I think the office with Melissa Piedra, mm-hmm. the international's office, because they were like the most that sent me the emails of what to do. And Gerardo was just like asking me like, hey, how are you doing? Or hey, what are the things you are doing? All that. But actually, like, Melissa helped my father and I a lot, because I was doing all the process with my father. And Melissa helped us a lot of like, hey, you have to do this and this, and this doesn't work, then you have to try this. So it really like helped us a lot with my father and I.
So now we're talking before coming here. I would like to know in the present. So right now we're already like finishing school, summing up. So could you describe your experience with the university so far, to go more in depth? How has it changed from when you came here to from before, like applying and all the process until you came here? Has any type of relationship with the university changed better? It stayed the same?
Actually, like, when I was applying, I had like this expectations, like, yeah, this is gonna be like good, or this is gonna be like that and something like that. And now being here, now ending school, I realized that my relation with the university like grew up a lot. Now even since day one, I feel like really welcome, and they all like gave me these chances to grow up not only as a person but as a scholar also. And yeah, the university helped me a lot also, making these new friendships, and help, and like I made friendship with sophomores, juniors, seniors, not only because of my major but also like because of I'm part of the Marinist Leadership Program, the MLP. This helped me a lot, like, hey, you have to do this or this, or like they offer me some opportunities to do some activities with them. So I feel really welcomed with the university.
So would you say that the relationship with the university is still the same?
I think it grew up a better. Like, I had some expectations. Now that I'm here, I know that these expectations are way, way more than I imagined. So yeah, I'm happy.
That's good to know. So my last question, it will be like a close up. And I want your honest opinion about it. So after being a St. Mary's student for already, we could say, a semester, completing a semester, what would you advise to the Center for International Programs to improve as a international student at St. Mary's? What would you say could be better?
I think the quality time, like when I was like messaging to the international's office, I usually like receive their answer like 1 week later. So yeah, I had some problem with that, but like because I knew that times aren't really easy right now, with COVID, with all the changes that the office has suffered. So I know like what you guys experimented, but actually like I really like wanna congratulate them, I guess, because even with these hard times, they even made like a really good job. I expected a little bit more, but this is like what I received, and I'm only like be grateful for that.
Could you describe more what you mean by you wanted more?
So like talking about the time, like I expected like a little bit of less waiting time. Mm-hmm. Like I was like not expecting like, okay, 5 minutes after that,
yeah,
I will receive an email. No. Like, but less than a week, like maybe 1-2 days, maybe that can be a really good improvement.
Okay. And about the information you were given by the university, do you feel that it fulfilled your expectations?
Yeah, what the university gave me about the all the information, what I had to do, it was really good. It really completed my expectations.
Okay.
So every information they gave to me, it was really good. The organization was really good, and the what is it called? Like,
you can say it in Spanish and I can help you translate it.
No, it's okay. But also like the I guess like also the time maybe like influenced it a little bit, because they were, as I mentioned before, I knew like this information, or when they bring me like news about what was gonna happen or what I was supposed to do, maybe that also like influenced it. Maybe like, mm-hmm, I was expecting like 1-2 like waiting days.
So it will be time management, maybe,
yeah,
even better.
Maybe a little bit more of time management, because like all the information that sent us, like the office, was really good. The quality of the information was really good. But I think they have to improve a little bit of the time management.
Yeah, that's good. So my last question, this is the last one to close up,
yeah, sure,
is what advice would you give, not for the Center of International Programs, but I would say maybe you as an international student, what would you say that could be improved for your experience to be more like happier, more fulfilling for you right now as an international student in a new country? You have a lot of doubts and a lot of concerns, but also you have a lot of excitement and you want to discover more. So what would you say could improve to feel more welcome at the university?
Wow, that's a really bad question. I guess for everyone, actually, like we have to learn a little bit of the cultures we have here. Coming to a new country like the United States, they have different festivities. They had different things that I could not relate to Peru. So I guess my advice for everyone is to study a little bit like of the culture if you're coming here as an international student. But also, I guess, because there are a lot of like Mexican students here,
yeah,
also know a little bit more of the Mexican culture. For example, one experience I had is that I didn't knew what was the Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't knew what was a festivity and all that. So when they explained me, I was like so shocked, because we also like had this feria.
Yes, like it will be like a break day.
Yeah, like a break day in Peru. But I really didn't know like about what we were celebrating. So coming here, I knew like a lot of new festivities, new cultures, new persons also. So we have to study a little bit of different cultures.
Yeah, well, I would really like to thank you for taking this time to talk to me. As you know, if you have any questions about this recording, you can always ask me. I will send you the recording just to, so you can check it out. If there's any question you have or anything you would like to add, please let me know. But I would like to thank you so much for this opportunity. And that's it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for inviting me.